Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here she is. She's back from the grave and ready to party. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, live from New York.
I was so bad last week because I canceled on you at the very last minute.
It's okay. You're kind of a big deal.
I actually canceled on you while I was in a car to the broadcast center.
Oh, geez. Yeah. You're kind of a big deal. We understand.
Not at all. I love this judgment zone.
Only because—
Can I just read something to you guys?
Sure. Yeah.
This may be one of those, like, the difference between Jews and Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
But as someone who is raised not religious, but certainly, you know, I don't know, like, we like rituals, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay.
One of the big rituals in Judaism is the Passover Seder,
okay,
right? And I just want you to know that in the text, when we're talking about the Passover Seder, we are commanded to invite the stranger into our home.
Oh, God, I could never be Jewish.
Okay. I just want you to know that. So what this essentially means is what you're supposed to do for Passover,
mm-hmm,
is that you're supposed to introduce someone into your home who maybe has never been to a Seder, wants to know about the religion, what it means to your family, just the ritual of it.
Okay.
Okay. So it's also a way for you to think about someone that you think beyond yourself, like who could be alone tonight.
Aww, right.
Okay.
So
like your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
As someone who is married into an Italian-American family, I have encountered the character of the mother, the strong mother, with very strong opinions.
Is that the C word you were using, character, or did you want to say crazy?
Oh, okay. I was so scared what you were about, where you were going right
Me
now.
Me too.
My heart's just started pounding.
Because your mind and my mind are on the same track here. Okay, keep going.
So my mother-in-law, who will turn 96 later this month, often had some rules about who could attend what rituals in that family.
In the Italian family.
And there tended to be the rule of engagement. You're in.
Yep.
But if you're not engaged, you don't even get invited.
That's right.
Oh,
like,
my
that's
God.
It.
That's right.
However, that has shifted in the next generation, Sandy. And since you are even younger than I, that all of my, you know, my loved one, my partner for life, and all of my brothers and sisters-in-laws totally have changed that ritual and is definitely like, who needs a place tonight?
Right.
Well, maybe someday I'll become
How old
softer.
Is this kid?
I don't know. He doesn't even exist.
It's the hypothetical. Her daughter doesn't even have a boyfriend yet. She's
How old is your daughter?
15, and then I have a 10-year-old.
I don't know. I think you're just going nutty. I really do. I think you've just gone off the rails, girl.
And she's always been like this.
I just think that that's a... All right, let's
I don't
want
to have to put on a show.
Like I said, the pilgrims
there
invited
no
the Native
show.
Americans.
Yeah, there's a show.
No, you know what it is? It's like you get to... I think that... I don't know. One of the callers said something like they get to sort of see who you really are, and you get to see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
My father was such a pain in the neck. You know, may he rest in peace. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, he would just like torture any boyfriends that came into the house. And I remember the first time I brought my college boyfriend home.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, 1987.
Okay.
The guy and the boyfriend and I are sitting in the back seat, and he puts and my boyfriend puts his seatbelt on. 1987, putting a seatbelt on in the back seat was something.
That's progressive.
My father looks in the rearview mirror and he goes, "What kind of wimp are you? You're putting a seatbelt on in the back seat." I swear.
Oh, I love your dad.
Anyway.
Jill Schlesinger, what's been up? I have a question, and I know
Anything.
We were going to try to touch on it last week, but I have two more days for open enrollment. A lot of people.
Oh,
this is
brother.
Yeah, man. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I do it. I just like, I don't want to. I don't want to kill myself.
Well, it is all confusing.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give for open enrollment?
Number one, go to JillOnMoney.com.
Oh.
Click on the read section.
Uh-huh.
And I have this deep dive into open enrollment for 2020.
Really?
Yeah. I
oh,
got
God.
A lot of stuff in there.
Oh, that's easy.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And the thing that I will just remind everybody is that although we are all lazy and we just want to be defaulting to last year's choices,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot of new stuff that comes out in these plan documents. It's a pain in the neck to go through it, but I absolutely know that there are people I've talked to and who have found a way to save a lot of money or maybe prevent themselves from spending more next year. So it's worth going through this. It really is.
You know, in simpler days, like 3 years ago, It was just like you click on your dental, you click on your medical, you click on your vision, you decide what tier you're going to do and how much you do, and then you're done. Now there's all of these insurances and pet insurances and things like that.
The big change that I would say is like a real change in cost for a family, especially, is, or even an individual, I should say, is the high deductible health plan.
Okay.
And the reason is it is what it sounds like, which is like there's a higher deductible, which means you actually can pay a lower premium. Very good for people who are healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Young and healthy, your premiums are much lower, but you got to keep a little extra money because your deductible is higher. So you have to get a little kitty of money on the side. Mm-hmm. The cool thing is that high deductible health plans are paired with this thing called a health savings account.
Okay.
And that little kitty is a pre-tax account. So the money comes out pre-tax. So it's kind of cool that you can basically find a way to help Uncle Sam save for your payment of the higher deductible and copays, et cetera.
I love it. Okay. I found out that I have had a health savings account since 2007, and I cracked it open yesterday, and I'm like, I'm in the money. I didn't even know I had it.
Jill, he didn't even realize what he had, signed up for. I know.
Oh, dear.
You know what? I would be a wonderful experiment, you and me. Jill.
I think that we need to do an on-air financial plan for Scotty.
What do you think? I absolutely would love that.
But we should do it on the podcast, because are we allowed to drop some cursing on the podcast or not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it on the podcast.
Because you're going to be yelling at me.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's a great idea. If you can carve out time, Jill, let's do it.
Oh, God. We're going to do that.
Jill Schlesinger, thank you so much. Anything else we need to hit real quick before we go to break? Anything else you want to cover?
The only other thing that I want to just tell people is that also when you go to JillOnMoney.com, I have a post up from earlier this week where we've got some new limits from the IRS on lots of different things, specifically retirement contributions now increasing to $19,500 for next year.
Okay. All right.
And an extra $6,500 if you're over the age of 50. So as I like to say to my friends, the counterbalance to, oh my God, everything in my body aches every morning when I wake up, is that I get to put extra money in my retirement account because I'm over 50.
Okay, that's good. All right. We'll find all this out at JillOnMoney.com. She's got the radio show. She's got the podcast. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Buy your book, Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. And thank you so much for being with us on Wednesdays.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Judgment Zone. We'll be right back on Spazan and Sandy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.